Morning.
The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Adav Chav Tesemet Beis, that Abaye heard that Rav Acha was coming to study under Abaye, coming to his yeshiva. So, Habu Mazik Berabbanan Abaye. In the Beis Medrash of Abaye, there was this demon that was causing lots of problems. Havi Ayli betrayin afilu biyamama Havu Mitziki. Broad daylight, this demon would cause problems to two chavrusas that would be walking into the Beis Medrash. Amar lahu, leisiv le'inish ushpiza. So Abaye made an announcement that no one should invite Rav Acha Bar Yaakov when he comes to the yeshiva. No one should invite him to sleep by him. No one should invite him to eat by him. This will force him to stay in the Beis Medrash, sleep in the yeshiva. And efshar de misrachish nisa. Maybe a miracle would occur and we'll take care of this demon once and for all. And that's what happened. Al bas bahu be rabbanan. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov came and he ended up sleeping in the Beis Medrash. Idmile kitanina de shiva rishusei. The demon appeared as this figure with seven heads. Very scary figure. Came to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Kokriya dekara nasar chad resha. Every single bow that Rav Acha had while he was davening caused one of the heads to fall off of the demon, taking care of him completely. Amlu lemachar ilo yisrachish nisa kintin. Rav Acha told Abaye afterwards, the next day, if I wouldn't have had a miracle, you put my life in danger. And that's the end of the Gemara. The Marsha asks that we know there's a concept that ain't somchan al anes. You never allowed to rely on a miracle. You never allowed to put yourself into a situation that the only way to be saved is going to be with a miracle. So how could Abaye force the situation that Rav Acha is going to be there and a miracle is going to have to occur in order for him to be saved? And he answers a very, very powerful idea, and that is, when it comes to davening, when it comes to tefillah, that is not called a miracle. Hashem put into the system of the world, of the natural order of the world, that tefillah, that our prayers create certain effects. And when those tefillos are answered, it's not a miracle. That is the normal, natural way of the world. And therefore, Abaye knew that Rav Acha for sure would daven. And once he would daven, it would just happen. That's not called relying on a miracle. It's a very powerful idea as we embark on today's davening to remember that it's not like we're praying for some miracle to occur. Davening is part of the natural order of the world and what's supposed to happen in order for the natural order of the world to continue, to exist, and to be successful. And we should have an amazing day and incredible tefillah.